This is Graham again on the pavilion floor of Demo 09 towards the end here, and I finally got up to the Primal Fusion booth. They were pretty popular folks here, and I'm with Peter Sweeney, CEO. How you doing, Peter?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And when were you on stage? I'm trying to remember now. It all kind of blends together.
Well, Tuesday at 9:22, I think, to be precise.
Yep. And tell us about what you introduced.
Well, we introduced our Thought Networking service, and it's a service that allows consumers to make their thoughts concrete and enable computers to automate a lot of the drudgery of their online life.
Explain how it works.
Well, it's pretty straightforward, I think. Basically, you tell the computer what you're thinking about in step one, and then we essentially build around you a number of thoughts and ideas that are related to what you talked about. So it's about contextualizing your idea in a broader, it's like a brainstorming partner, really.
Okay.
So in step two, you indicate how you're thinking about that particular subject. And what we do is, behind the scenes, we build for you a thought network, which is a special type of data structure called a semantic network.
Okay.
Now, the cool thing about thought networks is that computers can read them. So what we can do with that data structure that we've built for you in real time is that we can go out and automate a lot of those tasks that you would otherwise have to do by yourself. So, for example, we can go to search engines like Yahoo, take your thought and actually filter through all of those thousands of results that come back and organize and filter it down to just the thoughts and ideas that you're really interested in. And the other thing that we demo today is the notion of using software agents to take your thought network, that representation of your thoughts, and actually do interesting things. For example, build a website. So you think, the computers go out and do all that busy work for you, and then they represent that as a nice website that was literally built with your thoughts as a blueprint.
Cool. I also love the analogy or the example you gave of a journalist researching for an article. Talk yeah. about that one, because that's something that I can certainly relate to.
Well, it's, I mean, the tasks that we do online are much broader than just searching. I mean, nobody goes online and says, or, you know, I'm going to search today just for the
right.
fun of it. It's always, you know, I have something to do. I have a paper to write, or I have a report I need to deliver to my boss. So the notion is, why not take that broader process of how you're thinking and the tasks that you need to do, and instead use that as the blueprint for computers to actually go out and get a lot of that busy work done for you so that you don't have to do it.
Okay, so let's use that example of a journalist wanting to write an article. What would they do? They'd enter in what I'm looking at the screen now in the UI here. Number one, what are you thinking about?
So
if somebody could type in their cloud computing, for example, what would happen?
Okay, so we'll type in cloud computing.
And now number two is coming up, collect thoughts and content about this subject.
So what we're doing is, I'm just going to go into step two. So what we're doing now is in real time, oh, I'm sorry, we gotta reset it. It's thinking about my old subject, just a second.
So a tag cloud comes up here.
A tag cloud. So it's a visualization of all of the thoughts that we could find within, in this case, Wikipedia, that are connected to cloud computing. And the intent here is really to act as your brainstorming partner. So when you say cloud computing, the computer doesn't know what you're talking about. As you can see, there's thousands of articles on Wikipedia about
applications,
that
architecture, business,
so
yeah,
for
vendors.
You, for yeah. you, you might have a specific perspective. So I'm just going to go through and hit. Maybe some of these things are actually what you actually mean when you're talking about cloud computing. Maybe it's Microsoft is interesting to you, Google is interesting to you, standards, etc. So it's only a matter of a few clicks that you've contextualized this. So what we've done is, you're saying now cloud computing and computing is what you're thinking about, but really behind the scenes, we've built this deep lattice of structure, terms, all connected, that represent really to a computer what you're thinking
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the value of that is...
I was going to say, click on computing, I think.
So within computing, for example, you can now see that there's a depth, there's a real structure within your thought network. So in place of just saying computing or cloud computing, you're talking in a language the computer can actually understand. So I'm just going to go back and show you what we can do with an unstructured source now, like Yahoo. So we're just using this as representative of a web search. So when you go to cloud computing, if you type that into Yahoo, as you know, you'll get tens of millions of results back on that particular subject. So what we do by comparison is we take that thought network, that lattice of interconnected ideas and terms, and we use that as your filter to say, okay, when I'm talking about those subjects of platform computing and Microsoft and Google, these are actually the results that are actually what I'm looking for in the content.
So it just speeds the process a whole lot.
It does. But now, I don't want to cast this as a search tool because, again, Yahoo did the searching, right?
Right.
We just did the representation of your thoughts.
Right.
That's how we play.
Right.
So you can save all of that content along with the stuff that we've got from Yahoo. And what you're doing as a consumer is that you're actually moving mountains of content just by your thoughts. So you're not getting bogged down in all of that clut.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you're just working with the ideas, what we call the semantics.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do, just to illustrate this, is if you had to maybe write a blog post or a paper or something about cloud computing, you could say cloud computing at demo. And what you could do is you could say, okay, create a website for me that actually takes my ideas and wraps all the content in the web around that so I can get this done really quickly. You pull it up, and again, you've got the topics that we've organized here on these subjects. But interestingly, again, all of the subjects here are now nicely organized for you to go just to the sources that you need to write your thing. And we're just going to keep riffing on that idea. So the next agent that we're going to release as Primal Fusion is create a document. So again, why not just jumpstart the process and start my paper for you?
Jump right into a website or a document. Yeah.
Create an RSS feed, similar ideas. You've gone through here and you've said, okay, I'm interested in this topic around cloud computing. Follow that subject for me. And again, don't bog me down in all of the glut of an RSS items. I don't want 1,000 of them. But keep track of all of the ideas that are in those threads. And as something new pops up that's really a new idea, let me know about that. So it's really about taking semantics to consumers, allowing them to work with them as easily as they work with content, but really transforming and empowering them to really do some cool things.
Well, it's cool, and it's available to people right now.
Absolutely, yeah. So we are in a closed alpha period.
Oh, you are.
So we are allowing people in, but we're just being responsible about rolling it out in a deliberate way. So
a person has to request participation in the alpha.
Exactly, it's a free account. You just sign up, and as soon as we can get you in, we'll issue you an account, and you can begin making your own plot network.
Sounds good. PrimalFusion.com. I think I'm going to go there and sign up.
Cool. Thank you, Grant.
Nice talking with you, Peter.
Nice to meet you.